Fox Sports Knoxville. Talk sports. Hey, it's John Reed and Cody McClure. Fox Sports Knoxville, we getting money for sure. Cause we're addicted to sports. Louis V on my shorts. Been a Tennessee Vol since I hopped off the porch. Hey, Reggie White and Allen Houston, Florida, Georgia. Keep it moving, this is Rocky Top. You ain't wearing orange, what you doing? We talking UT sports in the booth. Chris Laughlin with the shot. Yeah, we ready to shoot. Hey. We talking sports.
Hour two of the program coming at you live in the Mountain View Chevy Studios. All right, I found this video of a golden eagle killing a wolf. Now, granted, it's a baby wolf. When I think of wolves, I'm thinking of the biggest wolves you can get, right? Because you're getting silverback gorillas and grizzlies. Like, you're getting big old lions. They're not taking, like, little cubs. So I'm not very impressed with this eagle killing this little bitty wolf. Because when I think of wolves, I'm thinking of the big old things in Game of Thrones.
I'm thinking
dire wolves.
I'm thinking your wolves are a bad take. I'm thinking all those birds are killing your wolves.
You know, after watching this, I do think 50 falcons would kill 15 wolves if they strategize correctly. But if I'm able to line up my bears along with them, I think I could, you know, fight them off.
I think I've got this figured out.
Also on this video, the next headline is giraffe kills lion. And I just want to point out to Troy and to you, if you agree with him, anybody who thinks a lion's killing a grizzly, I think you're pretty stupid. I think a grizzly has taken out a lion pretty easily.
But it's not one lion.
I don't care.
Lions are, you talk about the wolves in packs. Lions are coming at the grizzly. There's going to be like four of them.
Well, that's fine, but 15 wolves and four... And three grizzlies are taking down the four lions. Easy.
Lions are the king of the jungle.
Only because bears aren't in the jungle. They're the king of the jungle.
Bears are big
and slow,
though.
Because they're going up
against
cheetahs and zebras. And I just saw a video of them getting stomped out by a giraffe.
Bears are
big
and slow.
Big Goofy Jeffrey from Toys R Us are kicking the lion's ass. King of the jungle.
Bears are big and slow. You put a bear out in the African jungle.
I think you're underestimating how slow bears are. Bears are 30 miles per hour moving. Bears are not slow.
They're not moving like a lion, though.
But they're not slow.
And they don't have a jaw like
that. They're also like 700 pounds.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Think of Albert Hainsworth on a football field also at the 4.4 speed. That's what we're looking at with bears.
Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying big grizzly bear just lumbering around. Ooh, hey, boo-boo. I'm thinking that the lion is going to sneak around and get him in the ribs.
You need to get Baloo off of your mind when you're thinking of bears, okay? They're not all friendly idiots.
I'm thinking the lion's going to sneak around and get him right in his rib cage.
Rocky Top tweets in, any of the other options and 10,000 rats win easily. We're underestimating how much damage even 100 swarming rats are going to do to slow down a bear.
The rats are...
They're the wild card. I'll admit they're the wild card. I don't know how to think of them.
I don't either, because 10,000 of them is...
That's a lot.
That's a big number.
Those are things nightmares are made of. Those are things nightmares are made of. And literally, I used to have nightmares about rats. Like just being covered by floor, cover the outside grass. I'm terrified of rats. So 10,000 of them does feel like it should probably be a sneaky answer. But I feel like...
Seems like a big number.
That's a huge number. I want to see what the bears could do to the rats in combat, right? Like, how quickly could the rats take over them? Could they get up on their head and start gnawing the eyes out?
10,000 versus three. Like,
no, I know.
Like, the bears,
how much
bears
could one
will stomp
bear
out.
Get?
I mean, they'll stomp out a few of them, but I don't think it's going to be.
10,000 is a lot.
Yeah.
I think we're underestimating the rats.
I do too. Maybe you take rats and birds and run for your life.
Gorillas and wolves, says Volin Beer Fan. I don't know if gorillas and wolves, like, I feel like they're too similar. Their skills are a little bit redundant to me. You need a versatile lineup. I feel like if you're getting gorillas and wolves, gorillas and wolves. I said bears. He said gorillas and wolves. That's a little bit different. That's what I got. You got an offensive line mixed in with some playmakers outside and the wolves that can go out and be versatile and get you.
I think I know how you survive this thing.
Nick McNiss said big silverbacks and grizzlies. Again, that's you're going too power. You don't
too big.
Too big. Let's hear it. You've been wanting to tell me how you got it figured out.
Here's how you survive.
Per hour. Colin Crispin says you better lace them up tight. Yeah, you just got to run zigzags, though.
Kyle is...
It said you get to pick where you are, per the guy who posted this original thing.
It's like
40 miles per hour. A lion is not killing a grizzly.
I've got your damn strategy right here. I can keep you alive. And you're over here telling me about how a grizzly...
Sean Reed sends a picture of a bald eagle attacking a wolf. Again, that's a smaller wolf, although that one is kind of big. There's no way that's a real picture. You see how big this eagle is? I'm calling...
They're massive.
I'm calling shenanigans. I'm throwing the flag on Sean Reed's picture. I don't think that... First of all, it's a bald eagle, and we specified it's not a bald eagle, but a golden eagle is still pretty big, too.
There's another picture of an eagle actually tearing into the lion's, into the wolf's back.
Yeah, Tyson tweets in that eagles are used to hunt wolves in Mongolia.
Yeah,
yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with eagles. I think I'm going to have to go with eagles.
Okay, now you're halfway there.
DC Coltrane points out that in Too Fast, Too Furious, remember when they put that one rat in that can, and then they heated the can, and it was like, the rat will only know how to get out by eating its way out. It's going to eat through you, and that's how they got him to admit he was a cop. That's a good point by DC.
Do you want to hear it?
Lions get destroyed by bears. It takes 6 lions to take down a zebra. That's a good point. A bear can stand on 2 legs, which is a huge advantage against a lion. Let's bring on Jay. Jay wants to weigh in. Chad. Let's bring on Chad. Excuse me. Chad. Chad wants to weigh in on the animals. Who you got?
Okay, so in a vacuum, the gorillas are taking down anything. They just have too much power. A male silverback weighs like 700-800 pounds. However, I did way too much research on this last night. The rats are unstoppable based on sheer numbers because they're excellent swimmers. They can chew through certain types of metal. Oof. They enjoy the taste of blood. Ugh. So you send all the rats at everything all at once, and you just have the eagle swoop in and peck out everything that's left.
So you're saying that... me criticizing the eagles and rats was really dumb, that's the right answer to go.
I don't think it's a hipster answer. Maybe some people picked it that way. But like I said, sheer numbers take out everything else that you've got going at you.
Yeah. I feel like the quantity is just too much to overcome. I feel like if you made it like 10 eagles and 1,000 rats, then it becomes a legit discussion. But 10,000 is a lot. And these eagles, the more I research about them, the more terrifying they are.
Or other animals.
Say that one more time.
You got over 200 rats per animal.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, like, could the eagles not protect you against the rats? Could they not swoop in and pick them off, like, one or two at a time? Just theoretically.
I mean, I guess they could, but you still got to do that 10,000 times.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Could you hide somewhere from rats? Like, could you hide up in a tree? I know they can climb, but can enough of them climb high enough to get you before the eagles can?
They did research on rats. They hid one on a deserted island in the middle of the ocean. They put tracking devices on it, and then when they went to catch it, they couldn't catch it. It chewed through its tracking device, and they lost it. And then 2 weeks later, they found that rat on another island a half mile away.
Okay, so rats in water.
It's not a weakness.
Okay, well, never mind. I was thinking Kyle's theory with the Crocs would be nice, but if rats are good in water too, then you got to go birds and rats.
I feel like this is a big dangerous game of rock, paper, scissors, and I feel like the birds could take down the rats. I feel like that's your only hope. If you pair them up with some bears swiping.
Well, why not just keep both of them, though? Just take the birds and the rats.
Because I don't think rats can kill crocodiles. I don't think birds can kill crocodiles.
You take your chances with the crocodiles. You're on land.
No, you said we could be anywhere. We could say we could be near water. I don't think rats can swim, but can they hurt people in water? That's the question. My mom always told me this, Chad. You sound like you're well-read. Can snakes bite in water? Are you still
not
there, Chad?
Not to my knowledge.
My mom always told me when we'd go swim in Teleco, oh, don't worry about the water moccasins. They can't bite you underwater. Their mouth gets filled up with water. And as a young kid, I believed it. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, I don't know if that's so. Can rats bite in water? Or are they just going to, like, the weight of them drown you, I guess, maybe?
Well, they're mammals. They don't have the. And like I said, I go back to the point where they can chew through metal. Surely they can chew through a crocodile.
Two hundred crocodile.
So we can at least agree that a bear is going to kill a lion easily, right? We can agree on that.
I've been to Alaska 3 times, and full-grown male grizzly bear is 1,200 pounds.
Yeah.
A lion's not doing anything to that.
Yeah. Chad is our show expert on animals. Appreciate you weighing in, Chad.
Anytime.
865-546-8200. All right. I'm convinced on the Eagles. The rats, I'm still trying to think about how I could beat them. I'm convinced on the Eagles, though. I feel like I need the Eagles on my team.
I don't think you can beat the rats. There's just too many of them.
10,000. So many. 10,000. So many. Doug Brooks says he just got in the car. What the hell is he listening to? We'll try to reset it a little bit on the other side. We're talking about the animal battle, Doug. 10,000 rats, 10 crocs, 15 wolves, a rifleman. What else we got? 3 gorillas, 3 bears, 4 gorillas.
Five gorillas.
All I want to know is who the hell put the 7 bulls on this list. That's all I want to know.
Yeah, why didn't you put like 7 cheetahs? Make it a little interesting.
I feel like the rats, saying they could chew through metal, I'm still not convinced they could chew through crocodiles, like in the water. Can crocodiles drown? Can you drown a crocodile? Like,
I don't know.
I'm sure they can hold their breath a long time, but can you drown a crocodile?
I'd figure so. Like, its nose is always above water whenever it's like coasting.
So it's not like a shark.
No, it has to breathe above water.
Imagine 200 of those rats just biting into, you know, the underbelly of the croc. It's not quite as hard as the scaly outer.
That's what I'm talking about, though. You can drown rats, right? Easily.
Easily? I don't know. This guy just said he.
Well,
he ended up
swim
on another island.
He said they could swim, but if you hold them underwater, they have to breathe above water too, right? They're not fish.
Right, they're mammals.
Right.
But there's 200 of the damn things.
Well, like that's what I'm worried about, if crocs can drown. Because if not, like, the crocs might just have to, you might have to sacrifice a couple and just hold the rats underwater. That's the only way I think you can beat them, is drowning the rats. We lure them into the water, and we drown them. Houston's got some stats he wants to share with you. He wants to get on this animal discussion after the break. Stick with us to hear Houston's thoughts on the animals. And he's got some breath-holding numbers for rats or crocodiles. For crocs. Okay, we'll get some croc statistics on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. As we return here in the Mountain View Chevy Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, we brought Houston Kress in from 3 and Out. While you're here first, while we're talking animals, tell the people about the fishing show. This is kind of your baby here at the station.
Starts tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Knoxville Expo Center, 5441 Clinton Highway. I've been to this for probably the last 5 years or so. If you enjoy the outdoors, if you enjoy fishing at all, or you think you might, they've got something for everybody. Going to be really cool. A lot of professional anglers, and they're approachable is one of the things I like about this. If you see, you know, Ott Defoe or Gerald Swindle or Shaw Grigsby, and if you know who these people are, good on you. They will just kind of mingle. They talk. You can converse with them, pick their brain about some stuff. They do kind of the big seminars, and then they'll do private seminars for you and your friends where you just kind of get around them and ask them questions. It's a really cool event. Going to run all weekend. There's plenty of stuff to do for kids, for your wife, for your girlfriend. So if you can, we would encourage you to get on out this weekend or tomorrow or Friday. It's going to be a really good time. I'm excited about it.
All right, Cody has weighed in. He thinks birds and rats are his final answer. I'm thinking about how to beat the rats, and yeah. I think the best chance is taking them to the water with the crocs. So maybe crocs become valuable after all. Give us some breath-holding numbers from crocodiles.
5 to 14 minutes while active, 8 hours if they're not doing anything. So if you need them to lay and wait, apparently in cold water, a croc can stay underwater without breath for 8 hours. I think, John, you said it, the X factor is the rats and the sheer number.
Yeah.
10,000, it would be, so if you had the birds against the rats, for example, that's 200 rats per bird. I sent you a picture of the talons on the, that's the golden eagle, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, their hands are bigger than humans. So really one grab of a rat and it's dead. Mm-hmm. So how many could it get just kind of swooping in and out and down? And then the crocs, could they clean up the rest theoretically? Because I don't think there's one animal on this list that beats the crocs. If you're in 4 feet of water, I don't think you lose a croc.
Okay.
But can the rats get past them and get to you first? Because the gorillas aren't, the wolves aren't, the lions aren't, because, I mean, it's a crocodile. They're probably the strongest animal on the list.
And Kyle Tasman said he's taken the animal who survived since the dinosaurs. Like, these guys don't die.
It'd be the, and that's birds too, if you want to get like technical.
And honestly, I think as we talk through it, look, my first initial reaction was bears and wolves. But talking through this, and I'm not too proud, I'm not too prodful to dig my heels in, I think you have to go eagles and crocs. Because if you have 50 eagles...
And you can pick the terrain is the key, too.
Right, we're going to be near water.
Yep.
We're going to be near water with our crocodiles, and here's my plan. The eagles are going to pick up the other animals and bring them to the water. That's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
At least scare them into the water.
As you're showing me these pictures of these eagles picking up wolves... I feel like 10 eagles could pick up 1,000 pounds.
What is that eagle picking up the grizzly bear?
That was the most Photoshop picture I found. It was completely fake.
That's amazing.
Theoretically, it was perfect for the conversation.
I need animal experts to weigh in. Could 15 eagles pick up a bear? Could 20 eagles pick up a bear?
How are it's they in a teamwork situation?
It's not about picking them up, though. They're just digging their claws in and killing them.
Well, I want them to bring... Okay,
they're definitely doing that to the rats, I think. Can they take care of 200 before the rats get to you? I don't know.
Okay, so I think we're down to a final three, right? Like, it's... I think everybody is on board with the eagles, and then you take either crocs or rats, right?
Yeah.
And I think each one has its own.
I don't think everyone's down to crocs and rats. I don't think that's the case. I've got a lot of people that are just going with sheer size or taking a gunman. The riflemen and the bulls seem like the two worst for me. Now, like I said, if you give me a machine gun, sure.
Changes the game up.
Yeah.
If he's a long range sniper that you can't find and he can just pick off these animals, sure, maybe. Ryan Rayburn tweets in that the gorillas would just beat the hell out of the crocs.
Not in water.
Not in water. That's why the water makes the difference.
I don't know. I don't know how to kill crocodiles. I know you can get away from them. I've seen people fight them enough. And
the croc occupied enough to where you can get away.
Can the gorilla reach into the croc's mouth and just...
Isle crocodile, a United States crocodile, or
the biggest.
A saltwater?
The biggest, the
it's
best fighter.
It's got to be a Nile.
I'm assuming...
Well, saltwater's the biggest.
I'm assuming these are all the best fighters.
The toughest, though.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to... I don't know.
I'm probably just concocting that in my mind, but...
I mean, from the Nile.
If they're bigger, they're stronger.
Yeah.
Like the salt... Well, yeah, the saltwater are the Australian ones.
I don't want one of those Florida golf course crocodiles.
No, those are alligators. Yeah, these are big, nasty, and fast.
I'm ready to wipe out the lions. I don't want the lions on my team. I don't want the bull. I don't want the man. Can the gorilla do what they do in Planet of the Apes? Can he take weapons from the gunman? Can he rip the horns off the bull and use them as knives? Like, then we're getting somewhere. But I feel like give me the
eagles.
We're
getting somewhere, all right.
Yeah.
Give me the I think I'm taking the eagles to cover the spread against the Patriots and plus 50 of them in this battle. I'm not taking the rats. I just can't be somebody that takes the rats.
There's 10,000 of them.
Are you team
things.
Eagles Crocs?
I'm almost coming around to team Eagles Crocs.
Eagles Crocs, let's go.
I think I'm getting there.
Team Eagles Crocs.
I'd like
Eagles Rats, Cody?
I think I'm sticking Eagles Rats.
The number of the rats is the one reason you think.
You get to assign like 300 or 400 of them to every animal.
It's a lot.
Like per one crocodile. My thing is I'm thinking that enough rats...
Tough skin, though. Can they even bite through that?
No, Chad caught in so they can bite through metal. He's done a lot of research on rats. He said rats are phenomenal.
I'm thinking...
He said they dropped a rat off on an island. They came back and looked for him. He had chewed through his tracking device and swam a half a mile to another island.
You put enough of those damn rats on each crocodile, And I feel like with your birds defending, you're going to have enough time to get away.
I just feel like you're going to drown the rats. That's the only way to beat them. Have the birds.
Or crunch them.
Have the birds come get them and have them try to get in the water and the crocs take them down. I feel like I got to be Eagles crocs.
Eagles crocs.
Davey, come in here. Davey's standing there like a kid waiting to open his presents on Christmas. What about me? Davey, come give us your answer. Who you got?
You all haven't even been discussing the fact that the Eagles could blind the Crocs. If you blind the Crocs...
Crocs don't need to see.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They're fine. They're going to get in a circle around you. They don't need to see.
And we also get to pick the terrain, correct?
Right.
Uh-huh. I'm thinking like...
Well, I guess if you went somewhere like in the damn safari, like the Crocs aren't going to survive in the safari,
I'm thinking
are they?
More of like, I guess if you're going to go with the Crocs, you kind of want to have yourself like on a moat.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got water all the way around you.
Yeah.
That way you're able to kind of.
That's kind of what I was picturing.
And you can go with the Crocs and you have the eagle circling over the top.
Yeah.
But could the rats get in there before you?
Yes.
See, I'm with you. I also was thinking, it's like you got 15 wolves. So you mentioned it, but if I got dire wolves, I'm probably going to take dire wolves.
That's what I've been saying. Like that's where I started. But the moat isn't going to have enough water.
The wolves are.
My goal is the only way to beat the rats is to drown them and make them swim a long way. Like. I need them on top of the water where the eagles could come easily swoop out of them and pick them off one at a time. And the moat feels like it's too short of a distance. I feel like 10,000 rats are going to break through.
Since I mentioned dire wolves and you're thinking Game of Thrones, like that final fight scene, season 7, you know, they're kind of like on the rocks up there when it's just ice. But if you're thinking it's actually water, I think you got a chance there. So I'm definitely going Eagles. I want the Eagles. They can take it from up top.
I've come around
best
on the
chance
Eagles.
To protect themselves is
it's a good quantity.
You got
too.
Air, that's your only air defense, really.
Now, if you made it like 10 Eagles, that might make it more fair. I feel like these quantities are a little bit skewed. Like 50 Eagles, that's just a lot to overcome.
Terrain goes into it too, because I think if you have 1,000 rats, could probably lift one crocodile.
Who's your second animal?
You think 1,000 rats could lift a crocodile?
Guys, you got to go rats. You can't beat the rats. You can't beat 10,000 rats. They're going to break through any other animal wall.
Marwan also points out that if you've got a moat with crocs, you might as well get the guy with the rifle and just pick them off one at a time.
But the eagles can get you from up top. They're not going to be able to stop you if you do that.
Nah.
You can't stop the eagles. I think I'm going to have to go with... the eagles for sure, and the rats just simply due to quantity. 10,000 is just too much to overlook.
Yeah, it is too much. No matter what other animal wall you put in front, 10,000 of them. Let's say the crocs drown and fend off half of them. It's too many rats. They're going
to
break through.
All I have to do is put out some cheese in a trap, and I'm going to start taking the rats out.
You don't have any cheese.
We're acting like rats are so smart. Rats are not smart. They fall for the dumbest trick in the book. Oh, here's some food. Oh, wait, I'm dead.
Mice.
Yeah. Rats, too?
Nah. Rats are tough. No, rats are big difference.
Oh, look, I'm dead.
Let me ask you this. You go to the dumpster to throw your trash in. Which one of these are you most scared of?
Lions and bears and all of these. Rats are not.
No, I'm talking about who's realistically there. I'm talking about who's there.
Well, in a dumpster? Okay, sure.
Maybe a guy with a gun.
Yeah, a guy with a gun. I'm more afraid of a guy with a gun than rats. That's a bad example.
You got to go birds and rats.
I think I'm with Cody. You got to go eagles and you got to go with the rats just simply due to quantity.
I'm going
to
dig a hole and I'm going to put some food down there and the rats are all going to run in there and then they're going to get trapped.
I mean, I'm not an animal expert by any means, but I'm pretty sure crocodiles have to have their sight. That's like a big part of their hunting style. If I am wrong on that, then that could possibly change. But the eagles, man, you just blind them.
The eagles, the rats, we're overrating the rats. They're not pack animals. They're scroungers. They just take what we give them. They don't go out and hunt and kill things. They're scared of cats. They're scared of cats.
10,000.
Nick McNiss says, so what about a rock bank with cliffs all around it? You give me the eagles and the grizzlies.
I'm jumping off the cliff.
Rats aren't making up the slick rock cliffs. I feel like you're going too far with the terrain.
But
the moat thing, I agree, is a little bit too far on the terrain. I feel like water, putting them in water is fine, but you have to be out in the water too. You're not hiding in a room somewhere.
You know what would really be great against all these? Just to be in a house. None of them are getting to you except for the guy with the gun.
Have you ever watched Jumanji? Lions can break through doors.
Yeah, but they have no reason to.
No, they're coming to kill you. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like when
their goal
is
to kill
you. But that's the point. When you look at it the other way, they're defending you, so the rats are going to be together in the defense of protecting you.
Yeah. I'm just not taking rats, okay? I think only nerds take rats. I'm not taking rats.
Nah, I think you're way wrong.
It's a pride thing.
Survivors take rats.
Yeah. It's a pride thing.
I think
if I'm going to die from animals, it's not going to be because I picked rats to defend me.
Dude, rats took Kenny out all the time.
Davey and I
No,
are
they waited
until
he was dead, then they took him out.
We're surviving with the rats.
I'm not taking rats. No way, no
you,
how.
You have fun with your wolves.
Yeah. I'm with
I
you,
changed
Cody.
My mind. No more wolves.
I'm with you, Cody. I'm with you.
Yeah. It's the only way to go.
I think I got Eagles Crocs.
For what it's worth, crocodiles do have a great sense of hearing.
Yeah, they don't need eyes.
From Google, it said that they can hear inside their baby's eggs, like hear them moving
and
stuff.
Well, that's creepy. All right, that's the end of the animal discussion. Did we come to your final answer? Are you still sticking with birds and rats?
Birds and rats. You're going birds and crocs?
I just can't pick the rats. I can't bring myself to do it.
What is your bias against rats? Because
they're
so ugly.
They're small.
That's why there's 10,000 of them.
I know, but I feel like I can out-strategize a rat.
That's 10,000 pairs of those.
I'll just get 10,000 rat traps. Game over.
Those teeth. Yeah.
Getting bit by the rat would be pretty awful.
Especially getting bit by 5,000 of them that break through the crack.
Out of all of them, I would say that would be the worst death. Getting overtaken by packs of rats.
Maybe just getting
Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis. Ayo!
Maybe just getting your limbs ripped off by the gorillas.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad, too. That went on for 45 minutes. We'll change the subject next. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. Appreciate Andrew Julian for tweeting in that Hawks/Eagles can only lift up to 5 to 6 pounds. I feel like I've taken the birds off my list. This thing's going to lift 5 pounds. Where are all those pictures of you guys showing me picking up wolves?
Why are you so worried about what they're lifting, though?
I just feel like they're not as tough as we all make them out
you
to be.
See those damn claws?
Talons are sharp.
Yeah,
talons are sharp.
Talons, I guess that's the proper word.
Talons are sharp. Tyler Pelham points out that rats are going to get spread diseases. We're not worried about the fallout of war from like 10 years from now. I guess how long does disease take to kill you?
I don't know. It depends on the disease.
How long does it take to kill animals, I guess? I'm not waiting out this war for 5 or 6 years. This is a battle. We're just going it's to the death right away. We're not attacking and then waiting for the fallout.
You know, the best thing to have would be a tank.
Yes. Yes, I think it would be. Or just a bomb to drop on the battlefield and you get out of the way. Mm-hmm. And you sacrifice everybody in your crew.
Still wouldn't help against the Hawks.
Every few years, a story makes the rounds about a bald eagle carrying off a dog or trying to snatch someone's cat. Biologists who study birds of prey and folks who live around the eagles have offered their insight. Bald eagles are strong, aggressive birds. They are governed by aerodynamics. The wings of an eagle need to support the 8 to 12-pound bird as well as whatever it's carrying. And Best estimates the lifting power of an eagle to 4 or 5 pounds. Okay. These things aren't as tough as we all made them out to be. Yeah, I'm out on the eagles. 6 pounds, really?
They're pecking out eyes.
Eyes are overrated.
Using the talons.
Eyes are overrated.
And they're coming from the air, which I feel like is a big thing.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on the Eagles. I don't know who the hell I'm picking. Speaking of this whole projection, trying to find matchups, the point spreads have been released for next year's opening round of games, week one of college football. Highlighted by Alabama versus Louisville. Have you seen the spread on Alabama versus Louisville?
What was it, like 28?
29.5.
Gosh.
Who do you feel worse for, Bobby Petrino or the poor guy who's having to replace Lamar Jackson? Who do you feel worse for?
Probably the guy trying to replace Lamar Jackson. I still feel like that's seems like a big number.
No, it's a very big number.
At 29.5.
But I don't think I would take Louisville under any circumstances.
With a new quarterback against that defense, I mean,
against
probably
what
not.
Should be an explosive Alabama offense, I'm not taking Louisville under pretty much any circumstances. Doesn't necessarily mean I'd bet Alabama, but 30 points doesn't feel like enough.
Imagine being a quarterback in your first college start. You have to go against Alabama.
Oh, that's exactly why I asked the question, who do you feel worse for, Petrino or the new quarterback? Because not only does he have to replace Lamar Jackson, but his first game after following the best quarterback in school history is going to be Alabama's defense.
Yeah, so he's not going to look good.
He's going to look awful.
I mean, just the added pressure, though, the fact that you have to replace Lamar Jackson, you have to be that guy. Like, it's never going to be fair for you. You're never going to really get a fair shake unless
you just...
It would
have been nice to start off with a nice bought win, though, and score 70 points, though.
Yeah, against
Lamar. Get some confidence.
Against Lamar.
Yeah, get some confidence under your belt. Yeah, and play Lamar.
Yeah.
Take that, Lamar Jackson. I beat Lamar's ass.
Yeah, Nickel State, something like that would be nice. But, yeah, that's it's a big number. I think I'm with you, though. I don't think I would take Louisville by any means.
A couple other spreads been released. Tennessee, West Virginia, 8. West Virginia favored by 8. West Virginia made its way into ESPN's way too early top 25. So they, or excuse me, they made it to their top 10. So early returns, I guess, is that West Virginia is going to be a top 10 team playing a neutral game in Charlotte. What's your early lean on Tennessee being 8-point underdogs at West Virginia?
Probably that West Virginia would cover.
If you had to pick now, right? Like, West Virginia wins that game by double digits, right?
Yeah, it seems like a 17-point loss.
It seems like a low number and a expected quick turnaround for Sanders in the pre-top 10 team. Tennessee's defense was bad last year. Their offense, not good either. To only make that an 8 seems like you have a little bit too much confidence in Jeremy Pruitt in year one.
It does kind of seem that way. I mean, the fact that it's Tennessee, though, it is weird for me thinking about Tennessee being an 8-point underdog to West Virginia, but Tennessee's just been so bad. They were so bad under Butch Jones. They've still been good non-conference games the last few years. I mean, West Virginia, Georgia Tech, neither of those teams going to be as good as that West Virginia team, though.
Couple other games of note in week one, you do get Notre Dame, Michigan. That rivalry starts back up. That'll be a good one. Oklahoma, 21-point favorites over FAU. Kind of surprised FAU only 21-point dogs to Oklahoma. I know they're breaking in a new quarterback, but it's still Oklahoma versus FAU. You give Lane Kiffin a whole offseason to prepare. Can he keep it within 3 touchdowns? Do you lean one way or other on that one?
I mean, Florida Atlantic got, like, pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, Wisconsin, that game was, what, 31-14?
I don't remember.
I think Wisconsin kind of took it easy on them.
And that was at the beginning of the year hurricane stuff. Wasn't very good.
Yeah, and there was the hurricane stuff, too. And I remember reading stories about how Wisconsin was housing them.
Oh, really?
Like, the whole week before the game. I feel like they might have taken it easy a little.
Maybe. And that was also an FAU wasn't very good. They got blown out by Navy week one and then went to Wisconsin and lost that one too.
I feel like Wisconsin probably let off fourth quarter in that game. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think that Florida Atlantic, Lane Kiffin, I would take Oklahoma to cover. I mean, I love Lane Kiffin, but it's just two totally different levels of talent. Talking about a playoff team versus, Florida Atlantic.
It is still weird that you love Lane Kiffin so much, yet you would never give me any – you would never join me in loving FAU earlier in the year when I said that. I always put them in my top 5.
I love the American Navy more than I do Lane Kiffin.
Okay, you got me there.
I'm not anti-Navy.
I'll give that point to you, Cody. I'll give that point to you. A couple other games of notes. Miami, 1-point favorites over LSU. I believe that's at LSU.
That's intriguing.
Oh, actually, that's not at LSU. That's in
Houston, Arlington. Yeah. Miami and LSU play week one, huh?
Yep, Miami that's, 1-point favorites.
That's interesting. I didn't know they were playing. I like to think I would take Mark Richt over Ed Orgeron any day of the week.
They have to figure out their quarterback.
They got a lot of talent, though.
Yeah, but they have to figure out their quarterback. And they are losing some talent to the NFL early off their front 7.
Yes. Yeah, Arden Key probably going to be gone.
Yeah.
That's a big loss. Of course, they didn't have him part of the year anyway, but I would probably lean toward – I think I would lean toward LSU there, honestly, even though I like Mark Richt a lot better than Orgeron. I mean, they just – It seems like an opener like that in Houston or in Arlington, going to be close to a home game for LSU. I think I'd probably take the Tigers. They're always good in those kind of games.
We will catch a break. We'll come back. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. Back on the program, this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. You heard Troy say he'll see us on the 7th at Quaker Steak and Lube. We hope you will too, as we'll be there all day celebrating National Signing Day. But don't wait until then to get out and try Quaker Steak and Lube. Last night was all-you-can-eat wings. But if you didn't make it out there, Cody, did you make it out there?
Where?
To Quaker Steak and Lube for the all-you-can-eat wings last night.
No.
You didn't make it out there last night. But today, Wednesday, they said, hey, you didn't make it for all-you-can-eat wings, but now today we'll offer 60-cent boneless wings all day. So 60-cent wings all day, that's a pretty good price. They're offering you the boneless because everyone knows boneless is better because it doesn't take as much work to eat them. 60 cents, get out there and get some boneless wings today.
It's just
not... Quaker Steak and Lube, 8355 Kingston Pike across from Bearden High School. Appreciate their support. We have been excited to have them on board. Rick tweets in a pretty good point. Something that we lost sight of in this discussion. At least I did. Maybe you didn't, but I did. When deciding what animals I wanted, I kind of lost track that their only goal is to kill me, mm-hmm. not the other animals. They don't have to take out the other animals. They just have to be able to kill us. Right?
You mean the ones you...
The ones you don't pick are coming to kill you. They don't have to necessarily get through the other animals.
Right.
Like when I was thinking about the eagles, I was like, well, what are the eagles going to do to crocodiles? Well, they don't have to get to the crocodiles. They just have to get to us. You see what I'm saying? They could easily swoop in and get us without the crocodiles being able to get them. Like the rats. Like,
Right.
I lost sight of that. It's just something to keep in mind.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
Great point by Rick. If you missed any of that conversation, check out the podcast on iTunes or on foxsportsknoxville.com. Herm Edwards was making the rounds. Herm Edwards needs to quit making the rounds. He needs to quit doing interviews.
What has he said now?
He was asked about his biggest adjustment he's had to make since getting back into coaching. You're not only recruiting kids. Sometimes you're trying to recruit the parent, too. That's what's amazing.
Amazing. What's amazing about it?
He was talking about that's the biggest adjustment he's had to make, knowing that he has to recruit the parents too.
I mean, that is. I mean, what's the problem with that comment though? I mean, that's
the
true.
Fact that that's true. A big adjustment and that it's something he hadn't really considered.
Oh,
to me that seems pretty big no brainer.
Yeah, well, I mean, we wondered that about Gruden too, right? What would it be like him trying to recruit high school kids?
I do, yeah, we didn't. That's a good point. But I do think Gruden has a better understanding than Herm Edwards. Herm Edwards has come across sounding like an old, out-of-touch man. Where recruiting is gone, he said as he was joining Mike Golick and Wingo, whatever the hell they're calling their show. Mike, this is almost like professional football when it comes to recruiting kids and evaluating these guys. We're already on 2019, guys. I basically came in here and set up a pro model of how we're going to go about evaluating players. But the evaluation is the key here in college football. It's not like in pro football. It's interesting because when you win, you draft last. But in college football, you recruit. You have to go after guys. It's, I'll tell you what now. You're not only recruiting kids. Sometimes you're trying to recruit the parent, too. That's what's amazing. You have to stay in contact with these kids. I'm calling all these kids all the time, making visits. I'm all over the place. And you're asking an 18-year-old kid to come to your university, and these kids have no idea why they're coming to your university. They don't know. They want to be recruited. They want to know how many people are coming to their house, how many head coaches are calling them. It's an amazing deal.
Think he's in over his head?
Sounds like he's in over his head. Sounds like he didn't really know what he was getting himself into.
He's like, oh, it's amazing. I forgot your mother's going to like me too, huh? Man.
Like he sounds overwhelmed by the very simple job details of recruiting, right?
A little bit, yeah. It would be...
The AD is going to get fired. They're going to lose, and it's going to be a disaster. That's going
to
be bad.
I feel like it would be an awful job to have to... I mean, it would be a great job because you're making millions of dollars, but as just...
Not as a head coach.
It's even more of a grind as an assistant, though, right?
Yeah, but I think you solely focus on doing that. I think I'd be a good recruiter. Coach Pruitt, if you're listening, give me a call. Let's get me off the radio. I'll just do some chronicles from the road. I'll be your best recruiter. Put me next to the country guy, Niedermeyer. Put me and Niedermeyer on the road together, and let's go out and get some kids. Let's do it.
Let's go out and get some kids. Huh?
Just Mountain Dew and Kit Kat nonstop. Let's just hit the road drinking Mountain Dews and Kit Kats, and let's go out and let's recruit these boys. I think I could do that. That, if that was my sole job. Now, being a head coach, you're used to doing other stuff. You have to do other stuff, too, right? Like, you're the CEO.
You got speaking engagements. You got Rotary clubs. You got all this other dumb stuff. But you're making more money, so. And you're not on the road as much, because the head coach only sees them, what, once on the road?
Yeah.
So that might
I don't know if it's only once. I don't know if that's
I think
true.
It is. That might not be as bad, honestly. I would just the,
but you're having a call. You're having to remember these phones and try to strike up all these genuine relationships with people that you only met like once or twice.
That's the idea of it. That's what would be so hard for me, is dealing with all these people. They don't want to cook for you, bring you in, the food's bad. I wouldn't want to deal with all these random people, these random parents. And Timmy's so excited to be talking to you, Coach. I would hate it. The hell with Timmy.
But imagine now that you are Herm Edwards and you've been doing NFL coaching followed by a decade of TV.
Yeah. I'd be wanting to go back to TV if I'm Herm Edwards.
What did I get myself into? I'd be asking. But I guess it's wild that he didn't get any head coaching looks ever in the NFL once he left. So that door was pretty much shut. He had to go the college route. And here he is, and he sounds like he's kind of regretting it. I didn't know I was going to have to call parents. It's amazing.
You think you would like that job?
I think I'd like to recruit. Although maybe
dealing with all these kids' parents, though?
I could charm parents. That's never the problem.
Yeah, but dealing with them, just the annoyingness.
You don't have to deal with them, though.
You do, though.
No, you don't have to. Once they get to campus, I feel like that's the head coach's job. That's Jeremy Pruitt's job to take care of once they get on campus. I mean, unless you're like, then it becomes the position coach. And if you're not, if you're a guy like Niedermeyer, who, you know, is recruiting all these talent, like Jeremy Pruitt did at Alabama, where he's recruiting offensive guys as well as defensive guys, you just put them off on your position coach at that point. That's your responsibility. I could charm the parents, though. I could walk in and recruit a parent and sit there and talk to his mom. I'm just a good Southern boy, Cody.
I'm not worried about charming them, though. I'm talking about dealing with them. Like, imagine, though, when the
when
kid's
talking
not
about playing time and stuff?
Yeah,
or
like when the kid's not playing. I would hate being a coach. You got all these dumbass, these parents. Like, why isn't my son, why is he not on the field? Hey, he's not good enough.
Yeah, that's not my problem.
I feel like it. You mean as an assistant?
I feel like I'm recruiting, then I'm not worried about it anymore.
I don't think it works that way, because you develop these relationships, whether they're genuine or not, and you got all these idiots texting you then. They're like, hey, coach,
I have two different phone numbers.
That
I have my recruiting phone number, then I have my other phone number.
I just shut that other number off once they're on campus.
Once you're on campus, I block your number.
Yeah. That's
sorry, you can't have my recruiting phone anymore.
You'd have to.
Guys, this is no longer a recruitment. You are on campus now.
Hey, coach, this is Sherry.
Sorry, Sherry. Phone, who this?
Just wondering why.
You said it's Sherry?
Just wondering why Jonathan's not playing more, because he sucks.
And then you find yourself in a whole nother bag of tricks, because Sherry sounds kind of cute.
Well, that's another thing.
Sounds like Sherry's kind of cute.
You end up like Rich Rod.
Sounds like Sherry's going to do anything she can to get Jonathan on the field. Now you got a whole other bag of problems on your hands.
Yeah.
Now you've got to block her number and just cut cord there.
How do you think Rich Rod got into all his mess?
I don't think it was kids' parents wanting playing time.
No,
but
it's
maybe
just him walking around with his shirt off like a creep.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different. But your point's taken. Nonetheless.
Could you turn it down? That's the tough thing.
That's why he's got to block the number. So I just got to block the number and move on.
I don't think I could do it. I would be engulfed in so much scandal. It'd be so hard.
Get me on the road. Me and Niedermeyer. Let's go. That'd be a viral sensation. Just me and Niedermeyer walking around, riding the road, road tripping. I need to ask you if I can go on a recruiting trip with him.
Why do you like this guy so much?
He's just a good country boy.
Yeah.
He's the only one with hair on the Ross on the staff. He has to be good.
Can't wait to see what kind of scandal he gets caught up in.
Don't talk about my boy like that. Don't talk about my boy like that. Hour two in the books, hour three on deck. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. The best use.